In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If Scripture's history is not real, then we have no hope. Our salvation is rooted in world history. So Adam had to exist. The flood had to happen. Israel had to cross through the Red Sea. The men and women mentioned in Scripture had to be real people who lived real lives, as is recorded. If one is a myth, then they quickly all turn to myths. If one is simply an exaggerated story, then any one of them could be an exaggerated story, and our salvation is nothing. So everything in Scripture had to happen the way it is recorded. That also means that Adam's bite forever altered man's history down a path of pain, suffering, disease, and death. If Scripture's history is real, that means we are real sinners who deserve eternal death and hell. So women give birth in much pain. Men work in painful toil and all die. Our perfection is lost. Our perfect world is lost, and we are cast out of God's presence. Look at world history, and you can see our curse repeating itself over and over again. There is suffering and tragedy, pain and disease, death, selfishness, divorce, and the like. Men live, they work, they die. That's the sum of our history. Regardless of who they were, what they accomplished, or where they lived, men lived, they worked, they died. That was our course as well. No one could change it, no one could stop it. Oh, the details vary, technology is different, but at the heart of it all, we live, we work, we die. We do find joy and fulfillment in many things, even as there is sorrow and trouble in many things. But as we stand at the cusp of yet another year, we are fooling ourselves if we think next year will be drastically different than this past year. Our course has been set by Adam's bite. And then God entered history to drastically alter the course of our history forever. He arranged the events of world history to bring about our salvation. So St. Luke writes about the historical setting, the who, the what, the where, so that we might be certain that our salvation is real, because it is historical. When Caesar Augustus ruled the Roman world, when he made all people register for a tax, a census, while Quirinius was governing Syria, at that time, at that place in history, God sent his son. Caesar had his own agendas, his own reason for taxing them, but God used the government of his day to get Mary and Joseph down to Bethlehem, for the Son of God must be born in the town of David. And so in obedience with Caesar's orders, Mary and Joseph journeyed down toward Bethlehem, a journey made far more difficult by Mary's pregnancy. And when they finally arrived in Bethlehem, there was no place for them to rest. The expectant mother had to make do with the stable. But while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she brought her firstborn, a son. His body had to be cleaned, just as every other newborn had to be cleaned. His head needed support, because newborns can't hold up their heads. His body needed warmth. His mouth needed to suckle. His tiny, weak, little frame moved with sporadic, sudden jerks and movements. And that is your God. That is how much God loves you, that he is willing to come down as the lowest of the lowly, an infant. This is he who appointed kings, raised nations, and ordered world history to lead up to his birth. And it happened just as it is recorded. He entered world history at a specific time and in a specific place to forever change the course of your history forever. But he can only do that if his birth leads to a cross. And it did. It was a real death on a real cross, so your real sins, your real frustrations, your real struggles and pains and diseases and frailties are really removed. He has changed your history forever. Where there is sin, he gives forgiveness and righteousness. Where there is disease, he makes whole. Where there is heartbreak, he makes whole. Where there is pain and suffering, he heals. And where there is death, he gives life. This is how your history has changed. No longer are you destined to live, to work, to die. For Jesus Christ has been raised from a real grave on an actual Sunday while the sun was rising. So your real body must rise from a real grave on the real last day. He ascended into heaven with his body so that one day you too might actually ascend with your body into heaven. This is what your future holds. This is the story of your brother, so this is also your story now as well. The present earth is quickly passing away. It will be a thing of the past. The resurrection of your body on that last day will also be a past event. And your weak, frail, disease-ridden, sinful body will simply be a thing of the past. For you will be glorious even as he now is glorious. Your history has drastically changed by this real birth. God has entered your story of sin and death and has rewritten it with real iron nails and his real blood. And tonight is the beginning of all that. Your path no longer leads toward death, but it leads towards life. The life you have right now is not the life that you will have forever. The work you do does not define you forever. Your successes and failures are not eternal. They're temporary. And the grave cannot hold on to a single thing, for your brother has made sure of that. Your history is tied to his history, so where he goes, you also must follow. But all that is true. All this is true only if it is a real birth, at a real time, in a real place. If this is only a myth, or if this is only an exaggerated story, if this is only a story about how we are to love each other more and be more kind and generous and to better mankind, then we are to be pitied. For then history must continue on as it has for thousands of years with little change, life, work, death. For we would not have a real Savior for our real struggles. And then whatever is waiting for you at home will be there when you get back there. A constant mixture of joy and sadness, of struggles and of happiness. And the best we could do would be to enjoy the good times and learn to get through the rough times. If this is only a story, if it is only a myth, an exaggerated story. But if this is real, if this is a real historical event, if God himself actually was born in the town of David to a real virgin and laid in a physical manger, then everything has changed. Everything has changed. So rejoice, for this story is world history. God is born. Your Savior is real. He has steered your path away from death and toward life in heaven. And yes, the angels did sing and the shepherds did run, and Bethlehem was amazed. For it has all happened just as St. Luke records. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.